I pass this way but once. Any good that I can do or any kindness I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer nor neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. This quote captures the essence of Antonika Gunter-Gale's life of service. She has dedicated the past 25 years of her life to developing the skills of children in need of special care. Mrs. Gunter-Gale is the director of the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, which falls under the Ministry of Labor. However, her work with children with disabilities began in 1988, where she started out as a community-based rehabilitation worker.
The other children were assessed that would go out into the various communities, visit the children to carry out the intervention and the therapy, counsel with the parents or the caregiver, and to work with these children with disabilities into the homes.
And just a year later, in 1989, something miraculous happened that made her realize that the long hours spent working with children with disabilities was a means of giving hope.
It's late November, going on to December. The child was about 6 years old, never walked from the day she was born. After the therapy session and they are working with this child, the child got up and began walking. The balance was not even so good, but the child was able to move about.
There can be miracles when you believe.
And I'll never forget that Christmas, that the father, he was so excited, he was so elated, and he said to me, Mrs. Gunter-Gale, Mrs. Gunter-Gale, Natalia is walking, Natalia is walking. I need nothing for Christmas present. This is enough that my daughter is walking at 6 years old. And I tell you, it was a moment of jubilation. The whole family came around, those who were on the back, and the neighbors, everybody came over. It was one excitement.
Mrs. Gunter-Gale says that this sweet taste of success left her wanting more. And so, some 24 years later, she's still on her mission to help children with disabilities whilst offering counseling to their parents. The Early Stimulation Program, headed by Mrs. Gunter-Gale, has given rise to many a success story. Here's one of a child with behavioral problems along with a speech impediment. His mother, Kizian Wright, has seen remarkable improvements in her child after only 18 months of enrollment in ESP.
The speech had improved and his behavior has improved much better. He's more stable in class, so he has done very well because he wasn't doing very well at regular school. What happened is that there's a one-on-one with teacher student at the stimulation, so he likes the one-on-one attention, so he had improved, and yes, that worked for me.
I close my eyes and I can see a better day.
Mrs. Gunter-Gale says that though her work can be tedious at times, the smiles on the faces of children who were once told they would never be able to walk or talk and are doing just that is the only reward she requires.
When a child or a parent comes to me and say that she or he was told that they will never be able to walk or to talk or to move about and so forth, and having worked with a child through intervention, stimulation, therapy, rehabilitation, to see this child now being able to talk, walk, the progress that the child make over time really gives me a sense of satisfaction. I feel really gratified. It's not about the money.
Director of the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, Antonika Gunter-Gale. Mrs. Gunter-Gale has received national recognition for her contribution to healthcare, specifically to children with disabilities. Come Monday, October 21, she will be presented with the Badge of Honor for Meritorious Service at the National Honors and Awards Ceremony of Investiture at King's House.
And one of my life objectives is that if I can really reach out to somebody as I travel along, then my living, you know, is not in vain.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.